Did you hit? Because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Love to read, love words, love the way they're put together in books. Hi.
Good morning.
Kieran, how are you, Kieran?
Good morning. I'm really well. How are you?
Kieran, you've brought a spectacular thing in with you this morning.
Yeah.
It's called a book.
I reckon it's a beauty, this one. It's called Vinyl Album Cover Art, The Complete Hypnosis Catalogue.
Once again, please, Vinyl Album Color Art.
Yeah. It's
Cover Art.
So Hypnosis was a design collective in the UK in the 1970s, and...
Hold on, I'm just picturing the UK in the 1970s. Okay, right.
Yeah.
Whew.
You got that image? And
rock on.
You might not know the collective Hypnosis, but you definitely...
I didn't until you walked in with that book today, and now it seems I feel like an idiot for not knowing that.
Well, no, because you would have looked through the book and you know the album art. I mean, it's basically your record collection in here. They were a design collective who did album cover arts in the 1970s and 80s.
Well, run us through a couple of examples of that artwork.
Yeah,
some of the bigger names, some of the ones that folks might know.
Yep, Dark Side of the Moon.
Dark Side of the Moon, very popular.
Yep, and Houses of the Holy, Band on the Run, groups like 10cc.
Keep them coming, because there's heaps.
Sabbath,
what else you got? Black Sabbath.
Lots of kind of progressive rock as well. And they kind of range from really sci-fi to surrealist kind of art, and they were really into surrealism. And it's really high concept kind of cover art.
Some of the things, I think we forget too, how it's very easy to just forget that back in those days, didn't have computers. Well, they did, but I mean,
it's
not
pre.
That.
It's all pre.
This is all. This yeah. It's all. It's all either screen printing or
pre-Photoshop.
Hand done or pre-Photoshop.
Yeah.
Well, they used a thing called was a bull cow gum.
Oh.
That is. You just. It's like a gooey thing with the stick. That, oh, I mean, I don't want to sound too old, but I mean, that's. It was just like, you know, you basically had to assemble stuff that you wanted to, and so the artwork that they've used there is that they've created is actually an amazing, fucking amazing man.
Fucking amazing man. So it is pre-Photoshop, like you say, and, you know, so it's all done manually and by experimentation, and I guess there's a lot of collage and kind of cutting out, making sets. So, you know, there's one which
really?
Is in a photo shoot that's taken place in a bathroom, and they actually created kind of bathroom.
That old doozy.
In their
We've
studio.
All done that, though, haven't we?
Yeah.
More than a private photo shoot taken in a bathroom.
It's pretty amazing. And, you know, it's just a great kind of celebration of the art form of record cover art. And it gives the backstory of how it came about and what they did to kind of get the shoot. So it's really
strange. It seems strange that it hasn't been, their artwork hasn't all been assembled before, or has it?
Maybe it has. I mean, I'm kind of fans of them because one of the guys from the collective was Peter Christofferson, who was in the group Throbbing Gristle and
The
Coil.
Name of that group again?
Throbbing Gristle.
Thank you.
Yep.
Look at that, gristle's really throbbing. Look at that.
Gosh,
my word. My word.
Yeah, so I love his work. He's, you know, very high concept kind of dude. And the other guy was Storm Thorgerson and Aubrey Powell. And only two of them are alive still, so...
Who's still alive?
Aubrey Powell, who put this book together.
Thorgerson. Storm Thorgerson.
Name.
Scandinavian, I'm guessing. It's the... which ones did he do? Did he do the Pink Floyd ones?
They all did
it
together.
I seem to remember that name's been bouncing around recently.
He basically started the collective.
Wow.
And it focuses between the years 1973 and 82. And just a time
great.
Of real...
Oh, colourful years.
Colourful artistic freedom. And it's all about ideas and lots of case studies in here, like how to design a record cover, the processes of design from commission to finishing and everything in between.
Is that all in there, in that book?
It's
a beautiful book.
Essays in there. Peter Gabriel has done the foreword.
Peter Gabes, PG.
And it's kind of, you know, a celebration of art versus advertising.
May I handle it?
You may handle it. Have a squiz. It's a beauty.
It's quite a difference between having a squiz and handling it. I'm handling it and having a squiz.
Handle that throbbing gristle carefully.
Excuse me. You can see I've handled. I've never even seen that Black Sabbath album cover, and I feel like an idiot for not seeing it.
I know, I feel like an amateur fan. But there's a lot of really recognisable images in there as well.
Wow. I'm just reading little bits and bobs. When you walked in with this book, when Kieran walked in with this book earlier in the show, just moments ago before this segment, I said it looks like the sort of thing that your parents might buy you for your 21st.
If they were really onto it.
Yeah.
Or a 50th. I thought a 50th.
It's sort of like, you know, it's just amazing. It's actually an amazing book.
It's pretty cool.
Jogo, you're very quiet. Yeah, it's just got you spellbound, has it?
I think it's a good present for your 21st if you were living in, like, the 1980s.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess, you know, if you turn your back on history. Sure.
Well, they were pioneers of graphic design and...
Led Zeppelin Presents, amazing album cover. Seemed horrible at the time, but really cool now.
But a lot of them are really weird.
Again, I was 86. What?
A lot of them are really weird, yeah. Kind of high-concept album covers, and we get the whole backstory. Really fascinating.
Here's one. Here's one for the album by a band called UFO, who are sort of like a progressive rock.
They're in their heaps.
1976, very popular band back in the day. No Heavy Petting features a monkey on a girl's shoulder, joined literally by tubes to her neck and hence to her blood. Nerves and inner workings, a bizarre symbiotic relationship, and part of our occasional forays into the weird and unknown that started with toe fat. And we're prone, we suspect, to succumbing to the sensational rather than the conceived. Was it weird for weird's sake, or was the monkey a heavy pet? Or was it just a joke about petting? A monkey on your back is also a familiar phrase used in songs by bands such as Aerosmith 10 years after and Led Zeppelin.
High concept, I told you. Look at the back cover, Mikey. So that's the cover of an XTC
record. That is amazing.
And that
cover
is so brilliant. I mean, I actually really don't like that band XTC at all. Kind of hate them. The kind of band you'd think I'd like.
They're
so annoying. Anyway, that's one of the best. Are you going to play some? Yeah. Go on.
I just don't think it's right to say that they're terrible when they...
Oh, they are.
I know they're terrible.
They're yuck.
But
they're brainy.
But.
They're a brainy group.
But.
Senses Working Overtime's an okay song, you know. Are you going to play some right now?
Not the one song you like.
Not the one I like. He's going to play Making Plans for Nigel.
That's XTC.
Yeah.
Is it 10cc? Tell you what, I've done a few slow roller skates to this one. I'm sure you said 10cc before. Anyway,
XTC.
Oh, well, I just humiliated myself live on the radio again. Thank you. So it wasn't even that bad. So you're thinking, oh, I'm only making plans.
But they're in it.
No, you said 10cc because I was thinking about the bass player from 10cc. But not to XTC.
10cc are in this.
Bass player there.
They're in this a lot.
Front cover, of course, is that Pink Floyd album.
Yep. Wish You Were Here, The Dude on Fire. But the back one's very cool.
You can just get so lost in album cover artwork, you know.
I know.
Three cheers to those people that put all the effort in. And a great big you lazy bastards to those people that do those shitty hip hop. You know those mashup.
What?
You know there's an era there, sort of post-album covers. They're sort of like about a post-Wu-Tang sort of era where hip-hop album covers were just like mismatch.
Like have a dude on the front or something.
Photoshop
shitbox. My favourite kind of hip-hop album covers are where it's just like someone's grainy baby photo.
Yeah, no, those ones are cool. Ghetto Boys are good.
Lil Wayne
Lil Wayne, yeah. That's
father of modern hip-hop.
Yeah.
Who's the father of modern hip-hop?
Lil Wayne. Wheezy baby.
Lil Wayne. Is he the one? Oh yeah! Is he that guy?
No.
He's the purple juice drinker. Isn't he? He drinks that cough syrup, doesn't he? And somehow is able to just come up with these amazing rhymes. Although, have you seen the documentary about him?
No.
It's a really good documentary, and he's 50-50 on that cough syrup. Half the time he's like actually a genius, the other half it's like what the
no, he's a genius 100% of the time.
No, 100% you need to watch the documentary. Thank you very much, Kieran, lovely to see you again.
Thank
you. A magnificent book. What's it called?
It's called Vinyl Album Cover Art, The Complete Hypnosis Catalogue, and it's a beauty, and it's $60.
Is it only $60?
Only $60.
That's a steal.
That was Loose Reads.